You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. You will notice two categories of people in this passage: the multitudes and the disciples. And Jesus had a different attitude towards the two of them. And what we are called to be is not multitude, is a disciple. A lot of people will prefer to be in the multitude. But Jesus wants us to be a disciple. A disciple knows Jesus one-on-one. A disciple knows Jesus intimately. A multitude sees Jesus from afar. A multitude is seeking what he can get from Jesus. A disciple is seeking to know Jesus. A disciple wants to be with Jesus always. The multitude wants to receive something from Jesus and go back and be doing their own thing. That's the difference. But then, the Bible says when he saw the multitude, he went to the mountain. You see, the multitude, they are not going to stress themselves to hear Jesus. It is the disciples that will look for how to climb mountain to come and meet Christ. Any little discomfort, the multitude, they are not interested in that. They will either be waiting or go back to their house. When this man comes down from mountain, he will attend to us. But not so with the disciples. They went up to him and they sat down with him. But what is particularly instructive to my heart is that verse 2 that says, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. You know that passage? I said, this passage, couldn't it have been read this way? And he taught them, saying. It will still have made sense if we remove that opened his mouth. And he taught them, saying. Nothing will have missed. We will still understand that passage. But the scripture says for a reason. He opened his mouth. Jesus taught so many things. Many of them were prompted by people's questions, behavior, or actions. When Nicodemus came to Jesus, he prompted Jesus to teach about being born again. When the disciples were misbehaving on the road about who will be the leader, Jesus took the opportunity to explain kingdom leadership. In Matthew chapter 19, when they asked Jesus about divorce, he took his time to explain the meaning of marriage and then why you cannot separate people who are married. That's exactly what Jesus did in that passage. Because if you don't understand marriage, you can't understand divorce. So, many of the things he taught, he was prompted. Something is either they asked him, like the disciple asked him, when will these things be? When will you hand over the kingdom to us? They asked him several questions and he will answer. And those questions are a blessing to us. Or people come to Jesus with a problem and he will address it. But what we see here is that nobody prompted Jesus to teach what he taught. It means that in the mind of Christ, there are things that are sacrosanct that he came to this earth to come and teach so that anybody that wants to follow him must of a necessity know those things. That's what he began to teach. The question is, do you know those things that Jesus taught? You have been going to church, and I'm saying this with all due respect. You have been going to church for 30 years. Have they taken time to teach you what Jesus considered the curriculum of the kingdom? What is necessary? What nobody who wants to come to the kingdom must avoid? Something you can't avoid. Nobody should avoid it. Have you been taught? Have you read it? Has your life conformed to it? Because there is a reason why he's teaching. Because those are the things that should govern your life, that should shape in your life, that should determine how you live your life. He came to reveal how to live in the kingdom of God. The reason we are doing so many explanations today is because people don't know these things. I'm telling you, when we sit people down and they are truly ready to learn, and we take time to go through the scriptures and their life is transformed, we have little questions. Sometimes I tell you, I don't even know how to answer some questions, because I know that the question is coming because the person is ignorant of the teachings of Christ. Then how do you begin to now teach somebody who just asks a simple question? And the person is looking for an express answer. There are questions in our life. They are a product of ignorance. A woman came to ask me a question one day, and I said, open your Bible and read this passage. She read it. She marveled. She said, wow. She said, she doesn't know this is in the Bible. She had never seen it before. I said, look at you. When you came now, you were angry with God, not knowing that you are the one that did not know his word. Now that you read it in the scripture, you are in shock. You say you don't know that this is in the Bible, but it's right there. Brethren, when Jesus was living, what did you think he said? He said, go and teach them everything whatsoever I've taught you. If you want to teach everything Jesus taught, what do you think should be the core? The very thing that Jesus himself came and brought to us as his curriculum. I'm telling you, when you understand this, all the problem you see in marriage today, there is nobody that is well taught in this kingdom message that person will have issues that people are having in marriage. It's because people don't know the mind of God. People have not been transformed into the kingdom lifestyle. There is a way we live in the kingdom. In the kingdom, we love our enemies. In the kingdom, we do good to people that hate us. In natura, it is not good to be poor. In the kingdom, it is good. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. You need to understand, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? Have you asked yourself? Because there's a reason he came to show you this. He said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You are seeking God to answer you. You want to access the things of the kingdom, but you don't know what it even means to be poor in the spirit. How can you then access the kingdom of God? He said, blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You want to access the kingdom of heaven, but you are not standing for righteousness because you don't want to be persecuted. He said, love your enemies. Your spouse can't be your enemy. So the worst your spouse can be is your enemy. But Jesus said, love your enemy. But you hate your spouse. He said, no, I can never love him. Is he telling you to have feelings? No, it's not feelings. Love is a conscious decision. It has nothing to do with feeling. He opened his mouth and released the matter that is in the heart of God for us all. I pray you will receive understanding, and I pray you will give heed to the teachings of Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.